This is a CHY News Update. Local and international short films will be on full display this weekend at the Malaspina Theater at Vancouver Island University. For 21 years, the Vancouver Island Short Film Festival, or VISFF, have been celebrating short films and giving space for new upcoming talent to showcase their work. Johnny Blakeborough is a president and co-founder of the VISFF. He tells CHY that this year they are partnering with the Cinevic Short Circuit out of Victoria to present a special program of short films from Vancouver Island and Gulf Island filmmakers.
So this is our first ever locals only program. Often we have local films in our festival every year, but they're spread out amongst the program with international. But this is just Vancouver and Gulf Island filmmakers, 9 films from all over the island and the Gulf Islands. And we're really excited to see how that works.
The Short Circuit Showcase will be presented on Friday, April 17th at 1 p.m. at the Malaspina Theater. Blakeborough says having the festival showcase films locally and internationally gives the audience the best of both worlds.
I like having a great festival that shows content from everywhere in the world. We have films from Iran, we have film from Moldova, France, all over Canada. But having some local connection as well is really important, and also getting filmmakers to see their films with these other films, international films, is a really great experience.
He says the festival also allows local and youth filmmakers to meet and build community with other filmmakers from around the world.
One of the things that we're doing this year that I'm really excited about is we're creating an opportunity for young filmmakers and filmmakers that are more experienced to interact more. And we're having a breakfast before the show where the filmmakers in all different age groups can get together and talk about their films and talk about what they've done and where they've gone and where they want to go. And so that really exciting ideas around mentorship and building that community.
The festival will run Friday and Saturday at the Malaspina Theater, with the Cinevic Short Circuit program showing at Friday at 1 p.m., followed that evening with the first half of the VISFF short film program at 7 p.m. Saturday will feature in its third year the VISFF Youth Showcase at 1 p.m., followed by the Youth Goldie Award ceremony. That evening, the second half of the VISFF short film program will be presented, followed by the Goldie Award ceremony and after party. The films can be viewed in person at the theater or streamed digitally online through their virtual festival for those who cannot make it in person. Filmmaker Q&As will follow each evening program, as well as the short circuit showing. Arnold Lim is a filmmaker from Victoria whose film Obscura is being shown this year, his third short film to be featured at the festival. At the 2025 edition of the festival, he won the Best of BC Award for his film, My Name is Arnold. Lim spoke to CHY about his film ahead of the festival screening.
Yeah, so Obscura is about a young hikikomori, and hikikomori is a shut-in, and it's a fairly unknown phenomenon that happens primarily in Asian countries where young people lock themselves in their room, sometimes for several days, sometimes months, and sometimes even years. And so it's about a young hikikomori who clashes with his family and creates a camera obscura to reconnect with his family in the outside world. And we shot it all on Vancouver Island.
Lim says he loves the medium as it allows him to be more concise with how he tells stories. He says his experience as a photo and video journalist gifted him the knowledge to craft his stories.
Having that opportunity helped craft my understanding of what story is and helped me understand better how I wanted to tell stories. And, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes down to any story that is passed through me, is a product of all the stories that have come to me over my lifetime and passed down to me from my parents.
Lim's film will be screened during the second program Saturday evening. Like many of his films, Obscura was filmed on Vancouver Island.
And being someone that is a filmmaker that has grown up and lived in and on Vancouver Island for most of my life and where I got married and raised my children, we have an ecosystem of support here that is really special. And I think that across Vancouver Island and Nanaimo for sure as well, we have people who are artists that really hit above the weight class of what our population is. That's been a special place to cultivate the craft and work on the storytelling ability. And that's really special because art isn't a want for me. Art is a need.
He says art in general, no matter the medium, is celebrated and respected in deep, meaningful ways on Vancouver Island. From a film point of view, Lim says Vancouver Island is a special place because it's not an overshot area.
Sometimes I do work in Vancouver, and you often see Vancouver represented as a different place. What I like to do is, whenever possible, however I can, to represent Vancouver Island as Vancouver Island.
Lim says at the core of what makes filming on Vancouver Island special is the flexibility of exteriors, beautiful landscapes to regal architect.
It's a gift for filmmakers. I think it's untapped. I think it's a little bit unseen. I'm grateful for that opportunity. Part of me selfishly hopes that I get to continue to work on here and not have so many people using the same locations. But yeah, I think one of the special things about here is the beautiful landscapes that we have here and the looks that we have here very close to each other, but also the talented filmmakers that we have here. We may not have some of the big names that some other areas have, but we have no less talent here. And I think from a population standpoint, we absolutely hit above our weight class and we have some of the best artists in the world.
The Vancouver Island Short Film Festival starts tomorrow afternoon at the Malaspina Theater at Vancouver Island University. Tickets can be purchased at visff.com or at the door. For CGY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.